From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
A white referee recently gave a black wrestler from a South Jersey high school a no-win choice: to cut his dreadlocks or forfeit his match. As tends to happen with these kinds of stories, video of the incident went viral.
The New Jersey school district taking action against the referee who made a teen wrestler cut his dreadlocks moments before a match. The video seen across the nation showing Andrew Johnson forced to have his hair cut off
or forfeit the match. Johnson won the match, but response was swift, some calling the haircut a case of racism.
A lot of compassion and empathy for you, my man. Really, this goes out to Andrew. The fact that the parents and the coaching staff in that gymnasium allowed for you to be put in this position and didn't protect you is absolutely shameful.
There were questions and outrage, especially among African Americans. Many people saw a video of a white trainer cutting a black athlete's hair. Dreadlocks, they said, reflected his black identity. And they wondered if the same thing would have happened to a white teenager.
Today's show, Forfeiting Identity.
WHYY reporter Daryl C. Murphy helped us answer some of the many questions swirling around this story.
So, Daryl, just take us through exactly what happened.
Well, there was a wrestling match in South Jersey at Buna Regional High School. And one of the early matches, I believe it was the 120-pound match, this student named Andrew Johnson was up to wrestle. And he has dreadlocks.
So the referee, Alan Maloney, he shows up to the match and he sees Andrew Johnson's hair and says he needs to cut it if he's going to wrestle, right?
Right. He stopped him and said he had to cut his hair, basically, you know, or you'll get disqualified. He asked him if he could wear a head cover, but the head covering was not regulation. He gave him the ultimatum. He said, you know, you can either cut your hair or forfeit the match. And he did all this right before the match. On the side of the mat, the referee starts the injury time clock, starting to deplete the 90 seconds that he has for injuries. And Andrew had to make a choice. He decides to cut his hair. And a trainer from the team comes, and you know, there's video of this. You can see that she's cutting his hair. And you can see some of his teammates coming up to him and encouraging him and, you know, giving him his props and everything. But he doesn't seem to be too thrilled about the entire ordeal. In the video, you can hear booing.
And so his older brother, Charles, was actually in the stands, right?
Yeah, his older brother, Charles, he was in the stands, according to Charles, with his father and his grandfather.
Andrew, he was the first one to wrestle, and we seen he had like a cap on, and my dad had just got done explaining to me that he had to wear a cap because his hair was a little too long.
And so Charles, at that point, takes out his phone, and he starts recording his own video, a Snapchat video.
Right.
They just made my brother cut his hair off. That's crazy as hell.
He records a Snapchat video from the stands. He even, you know, does a little zoom in on the fact that they're cutting his brother's hair as he's kind of commenting on this, what I guess would be a bizarre situation.
I didn't feel like it was because of, like, a race thing. Like, I just felt like it was wrong.
And what's his family doing? Like, how's his other family reacting at that point?
He said at one point, while this was going on, his grandfather wanted to run down there.
My grandfather was ready to just go run on the gym floor and just, like, pull him away. Like, yo, why are you cutting his hair? Like, it was crazy.
So, Daryl, Charles Johnson said his brother was very emotional, right?
Yeah. He said according to him, he said he was off to the side crying because he felt humiliated, that he had to go through all that and then go on the mat and wrestle for this victory for his team.
Right. You know, he won the match, by
the
way.
He won the match. He fought hard. He had a bloody lip and everything. You know, blood's all on his uniform. And, you know, he had to use the injury clock to deal with the injury. And, you know, he almost ran out of time because much of that time was used for the haircut.
What is the rule about wrestlers and their hair?
It can't be past a certain length. I believe it cannot go past your eyebrows or your earlobes. And if it does, you have to wear a regulation covering that looks like a swim cap with little loops on the side.
Why can't you wear your hair long?
It's a safety issue. You know, it can give the opponent an advantage over you.
Why wasn't he told at check-in?
Allegedly, the referee showed up late.
And so nobody was there to tell him that he needed to cut his hair.
Yeah.
So you talked to another wrestling referee about just how common this was. What did he have to say?
I talked to Joe Adelizzi.
I've been a carded official for 10 years.
He's also a wrestling coach. He said that wrestlers having to cut their hair is not a new thing.
I have had officials, when they come to talk to the team, say, coach, this young man's hair is too long. He needs a head cap or he's got to cut his hair.
The thing that stood out to him was that Andrew Johnson had to make this decision to have his hair cut on the side of the mat right before the match.
I would have handled the situation an hour before the match. I would have made sure anybody with long hair has the proper headgear. And then, you know, you tell them then that if you don't, you know, you're going to have to cut your hair if you want to wrestle. I've never had it done, seen it done in the main gym as they go out on the mat ready to wrestle.
Daryl, just to be clear, this wasn't his first wrestling match of the season. He had wrestled with his hair before.
According to reports, he has been allowed to wrestle before this match, yeah.
Is it up to the team to provide the proper equipment for their wrestlers?
When I spoke to Mr. Adelizzi, he said that it varies from school to school.
At my school, we get it supplied. I know some schools, the kids are kind of on their own to either get this head cover or they have to cut their hair. I think the head cover costs about $10.
Now, there was some questionable history about this referee, Alan Maloney.
Yes, well, allegedly there was an incident in 2016 where Alan Maloney got into an altercation with another official at a party, which was reportedly over homemade wine. Passions were high.
Passions run high over homemade wine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the good time stuff, you know. And he said a racial slur.
He was in this beef
black
with.
Official. According to reports, the official slammed him, and it was a whole thing where both of them ended up getting suspended over the incident, but the suspensions were later overturned.
Is there any action being taken at sort of the league level to address this issue?
Yes. There is currently an investigation ongoing under the New Jersey Division on Civil Rights. They're looking into it.
Has anybody said this kind of represents the need for some sort of cultural competency training in, you know, the ranks of the coaches and referees?
Yes.
Can you do me a favor? Could you just, like, say your name?
Absolutely. Rajan White. R-A-J-H.
At a meeting, at an emergency school board meeting that was held last Wednesday, community members gathered at the school and just kind of, like, voiced their displeasure with the entire incident. And among them were people who were calling for more racial bias training, you know, cultural competency, that type of thing, to respond to the culture where this happens, because many of the people who are saying that said that, you know, this is not an isolated incident.
For me, it was the small things. It was the microaggressions that took place. Being in a locker room where the N-word was thrown around like any other word. So it was...
I spoke to a former student, a graduate, Rajan White.
I believe that the real issue is the fact that there's a culture where students don't feel like they could speak up. You walk in, and there's this culture of complacency where it's like, oh, yeah, these things happen. Like, cool. For myself, I didn't realize these were real issues until I left, until I got my bachelor's degree, until I got my master's degree, and I studied these things. And then I was like, oh, there's a problem. Like, yes.
But the big thing was, yeah, in that town, in that region, a lot of racial incidents happen, and It seems like there's not a structure or system in place to deal with that properly, to let students of color and people of color know that they have a voice and that they're heard and that they're valued and everything.
To me, it was a direct correlation of what happens. It was Andrew being put in a situation where no one is standing up and fighting for him.
It's not surprising.
I spoke to Allison Arnay. She is a member of Action Together New Jersey.
It was shocking to see Andrew Johnson's hair being cut, but it definitely was not shocking that it was allowed to happen. I feel like the value isn't put there. It's very much an All Lives Matter area, and we need to learn from our past. We need to start curing historical trauma, and the only way we do that is by facing racism head on and then growing from there.
How's Andrew doing now? Is he wrestling?
Apparently, there was a tournament last Thursday that he did not participate in. But yeah, reports are that he does want to wrestle again. But when I spoke to his brother, he had mentioned that he was a little annoyed by the fact that this entire thing became about his hair when he went out there and wrestled valiantly for this victory.
There was like some parts where like, the kid that he was wrestling, like he was close to winning. Like it was just a like good battle. It was crazy.
I know that there is an investigation to see if the referee and the coaches went through the process correctly and whether any rules were violated. But even if every rule was followed and the process was correct, what was wrong with this?
At least from where I'm standing, where I'm sitting, you know, as a black person, like, you know, and also having been a teenager at a majority white school and having experienced racist things, it's humiliating. It's humiliating to go through something like that and feel like nobody around you has your back.
Even if it was your choice, as they constantly point out.
Because you're a teenager and, you know, it's a lot of pressure. So here you are, 16. You don't have the tools to deal with this situation. You're looking your team members in the face. This is a big match. They're kind of depending on you to help them win. That's not fair. But those are the choices that, frankly, black people make every day. I just think that, you know, from watching that, it just kind of reminded me of all of that this young man had to make this decision to cut his hair for a wrestling match.
Daryl, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daryl.
Appreciate it.
And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by me and Shai Binyakov with help from Kelsey Hansen.
Our engineers were Mike Villers, Diana Martinez, and Adam Staniszewski.
The news director is Eugene Son, and the assistant news director is Katie Colinari.
Sandra Clark is vice president of news and civic dialogue, and John Musoni is assistant vice president of news operations.
Drop us a comment on Twitter at Shai Binyakov or at AnnetteJH, and download The Why wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.